from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With our guy Josh Vernier, of course, All-Star break ongoing. Royals back at it in a couple of days. Vern, I know I heard you on Monday, I think, going into the home run derby and your thoughts on what Bobby can do. I know he ended up not winning it, but you weren't surprised either by that performance. That was pretty special.
No, and, you know, the aw shucks nature of the young man is very real, but the competitive spirit that's deep down, it's tough to see that. Whatever that thing that Bobby has inside of him, which, of course, a bunch of talent, no doubt, a lot of hard work, but there's something in there, some fire in there that fuels him to work so hard that he earned Salvi's respect in his first year in the big leagues. That, you know, the only time I think we've seen that thing inside of Bobby is that big comeback against the Mariners at home. When they were down by, yeah, it was the Mariners. They were down by like 8 runs, and they came back, and he hit the game-tying triple, and he slides into third base. Alex Umwalt, the hitting coach, said as much. You know, Bobby gave a look back to the dugout that kind of shook us all in the dugout. There was almost a killer-like look inside of Bobby Witt Jr. after that triple. That's a look I expect to see a lot more moving forward.
Vern, I'm really excited about your Royals knowledge, but I'm even more excited to know how you treated yourself during this All-Star break, because everybody may not respect your grind of what you have to do for this job as a wonderful Royals insider. What's Josh Vernier been up to during this All-Star break?
I was just telling Drew, it's anything but a grind when you're covering a good team.
There you go.
Yeah, it hasn't been difficult, and what have I been doing? Just sitting around watching MLB Network, crushing beers. It's what I normally do outside of the beers part, but because it is a vacation, beers are aplenty.
No pool days, no sunscreen on the melon to kind of soak it all in?
No. I'm now. If I'm laying out in the sun, all that it's no longer cool. It doesn't make me look better. It just I just get sunspots on my face and other things that happen to old people.
Fair enough. Diving into what was the game last night. I thought it was really cool what Bochy did, obviously, putting the four guys in. Does the All-Star game move the needle for you, or is there a window that you try to look for that kind of puts things together that's a sit back, and this is a really cool moment, or this is what I'm looking forward to? Was there one of those last night outside of maybe, you know, seeing Reagans, Lugo, Bobby, and Sal do their things?
Nothing really. Getting the shout out, Kansas City, them talking about, you know, having 50 some odd wins already, only winning 56 last year. You know, that's nice. Yes, I love the All-Star game. But to me, my favorite part is the introduction.
Yep.
You know, that's something that as a kid I wouldn't miss. And, you know, I'm looking at all these baseball cards in real life watching the All-Star game. So, yeah, man, I love everything about it. My favorite moments from the All-Star game, All-Star weekend, the first thing that stands out to me, and I think Jeff Passan did a great job on ESPN pointing this out, watching the guys that were just drafted over the weekend, the first-round picks from the draft, watching them walk around batting practice before the All-Star game and chatting it up with the All-Stars, watching the way that Aaron Judge happily takes on that burden of being the face of Major League Baseball along with Shohei. But as far as the English-speaking face of baseball, that's Aaron Judge, and you see him kind of, you know, rubbing elbows with these kids, making them feel like big leaguers. And if there was ever an advertisement to the next group of first-round picks to come to the draft next year, that would be it. So I thought that was neat. After the game, watching Jaren Duran, you know, the humility that he showed, the way that he impressed on MLB Network, the way that he was impressing Adam Wainwright with his humility, with his team-first mindset, the way that, you know, Elly De La Cruz lit up like a kid reaching across the desk to shake the hand of Derek Jeter to say, you know, you were my idol. You're the guy that I looked up to. Watching Jaren Duran say, man, it's an honor to talk to Adam Wainwright. Watching the generations come together, that's the thing that I always enjoy most, because that's what allows this sport to, even though obviously it pales in the wake of the NFL and college football, you know, the core group of baseball fans aren't going anywhere so long as those moments continue.
We're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. So looking now to this second half, or at least post All-Star break, Dusty alluded to more reports today about names that the Royals might be linked to in Jazz Chisholm. We know they already went out and got Hunter Harvey. Do you think there's another move or two still happening in the next week and a half?
Yeah, probably. You know, there's, you know, what's the degree of the move? Is it an earth-shaking move? I wouldn't believe so. I mean, how do Royals fans characterize the Hunter Harvey acquisition? Is that something that anyone outside of nerds like me are, you know, really pumping their fist and getting all fired up about? Yeah, you're happy that you're bringing in a bullpen arm, but mm-hmm. I can't imagine many people listening right now have watched Harvey or have known that they've watched Hunter Harvey pitch before. So yeah, it could be another move. I don't even know if it's akin to that, similar to that, a year and a half of a reliever parting with one of your top prospects and a draft pick. I'll be surprised if they make another move that is that impactful. But listen, when you're in Kansas City, when you have, you know, the restraints that this market often does, you always need to be scouting and scouring the other 40-man rosters, the other organizations, to find the next MacArthur, to find the next fill-in-the-blank, under-the-radar, unheralded piece from another team that you can bring in here, make them better, and that's exactly what I'm expecting from Hunter Harvey. I'm not expecting him to continue to do what he's done in Washington. I'm expecting him to improve coming to this organization. Just like, you know, the reason why I think if you're a diehard Royals fan, you're so very excited about this year's draft class is it's this many college arms, and then the Shields kid, the 17-year-old, now joining this newfangled pitching department, the new pitching coaches that we've seen make such an impact on so many young arms and even veteran arms, helping Michael Wacha implement a new slider.
Where does Vern's mindset go as we gear up for the second half of the season? I know the first half was be competitive and show the people that you've got it. Now what's the second half of Josh Vernier's mentality towards this Royals ball club?
Well, it really hasn't changed, I would say, since May. And that thought has been, there's just no excuse to fall out of the race. And I'm going to stay there. You know, if they fall short of October, I'm sure I'm going to be able to explain it, right? It's not going to be something where we're flipping tables and calling for guys to lose their job. I can't imagine that happening. The only way something similar to that happens is if the final 3-4 weeks of the season don't matter. I can't imagine that happening. So really, I guess my mindset going into the final 65 games of the season, buckle up, Royals fans that are going through this for the first time. And for those that remember fondly 14 and 15, let's make sure we enjoy this home stretch, no matter how it ends.
If this team were to falter and suddenly finish just at 500, which again, before the season, we all would have been happy with, but knowing where they're at now, that's not going to be where people's mind is at. We want this team in a wild card spot or better than that, even perhaps. What's the issue that could crop up, you think, that's most likely to cause that problem? Because I think it's the innings threshold that I'm worried about for Lugo and some of these other pitchers.
Yeah, no doubt. It's the starting pitching. The starting pitching is why you're here, and if you're not in this spot, right, two games back of the final wild card spot, if you're not in this spot at the end of the season, yeah, it's because the starting pitching was unable to continue carrying such a heavy burden like they did for the first two-thirds of the season. Yeah, the innings of, I mean, honestly, just about everyone, maybe outside of Michael Wacha, all four of them on pace to set career highs in innings pitched, and then even what you saw prior to the All-Star break, right? The worst performance of the season from Brady Singer, the worst performance of the season from Seth Lugo. I'm not saying it's expected to continue, but again, if we're going to identify what can make this season fall short of 500, yeah, it's the rotation no longer being able to throw a quality start every other game. You know, it's 50% of the time they're turning in six innings of three runs or less. Are they going to be able to do that another, 30 some odd times? Let's hope.
The MJ Melendez injury that was announced yesterday, where do you see the Royals going? Alex kind of thinks maybe this is where we see Nelly again, or is there another name that maybe we should put on the radar?
Well, I think it's either Nelson Velasquez or Drew Waters, in my opinion. It just depends on, if they want that lefty bat in the corner spot in the outfield. But, either way, Drew Waters, Nelson Velasquez, we're all crossing our fingers and hoping for the best. Drew Waters is performing the best right now, right? Drew Waters just named International Player of the Week. So I'd be fine giving him a look, but if you want to bring Nelly up, go for it.
Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, always good to have you on the show. I think I asked you last time we had you on, you're not participating in this college football tournament. I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, I didn't know the game. I don't have a PlayStation 5 or the new Xbox is. So,
me either. Yeah. I'm screwed, Vern.
I mean, we could go buy it, but it's
I figured you'd be. This would have been perfect week for you.
Yeah, it would have been nice, week. But. To play a game's not worth going to buy a whole system and all that.
And he's grown and married, and he's got bigger fish to fry than play video games.
If it comes, we got a Switch, right? A Nintendo Switch. If it comes out on that, I'll pick it up.
You got like a Mario game on that thing that you get competitive with the wife?
No, just the show. All I play is the show.
The wife doesn't play the show?
No, she doesn't.
She's too busy saving lives.
She used to get down with Zelda back in the day, but she doesn't.
Ocarina of Time.
She's a reader now.
Ocarina of Time. Good stuff. All right, appreciate it, man.
All right, thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.